Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to another week of Astro Consciousness. I am here to give you your weekly forecast for March 21st through the 27th. So, just to recap a little bit of where we've been, where we are, and where we're going, okay? This week in particular is important, as if any other week isn't, right? But what I love about this week is that we have a lot of Mars energy, which represents action, the intention behind those actions, and how we are mindful of the actions that we take. And another planet that is really active this week is Mercury. Mercury, the planet of communication, cognitive thought, belief systems, thought process, reading, writing, learning, speaking, all of the things that we do to communicate on a daily basis is also very active this week. So as I was looking at the aspects, I realized it's heavy Mars action, it's heavy Mercury thought process and communication. This is a really great week in which we can observe the intentions behind our actions, why we take action, but most importantly, if we are not taking action, what are the thought processes that are limiting us or keeping us from taking action and why? Okay. Now, this is especially true because last Friday, March 18th, we had the full moon in Virgo. Virgo, which is the sign ruled by Mercury. Anytime I see a moon in Virgo, it's always an interesting energy because the moon, and guys, by the way, there is construction work happening right outside my apartment. So if you hear drills and stuff, you know that that's what's going on. Okay, so the moon represents our emotional processing. Okay, the moon represents our intuition, the subconscious reasons of why we do the things we do. Okay, pay attention to that. The subconscious reasons of why we do the things we do, because the moon represents our home. It's the archetype, the essence of the mother. So think about that. Think about how the moon, our process of emotion, is something that we learn to do from a caretaker from very early on. It's something that feels incredibly ingrained. Therefore, it can be a lot of times something that is unconscious to us, that we are unaware of, okay? Virgo, on the other hand, like I said, is ruled by Mercury, thought process, communication, data, speaking, teaching, writing, learning. Virgo. And we take it up a notch. We take all those themes up a notch and we look and do all of these things with a keen eye, with an attention to detail. And if we're not careful, we can overanalyze and be overly critical and put ourselves in a hole of anxiety to the point where we can also paralyze ourselves, analysis paralysis, okay? So the moon being in the sign of Virgo requires a lot of presence. It requires that we come back to the present moment. Thankfully, Virgo is earth energy. So it allows space for groundedness and it allows us to ask ourselves, okay, is what I'm freaking out about really true in my 3D human reality? Or am I spiraling out of control? And if I am, first and foremost, how do I hold that with love? How do I hold myself with love? How do I breathe into myself so that I calm down enough to really process what is actually happening, or more importantly, to really process the reason behind why I'm taking myself into the spiral, okay? And now, mind you, Virgo is the energy of being of service. Virgo is the energy of creating order out of chaos. But the beautiful thing about this, as we're talking about Mars, and Mars is currently in Aquarius, and Aquarius is the sign of community, remember that whatever it is that we're going through, we don't have to go through alone, okay? So all of that energy that I just talked about regarding the full moon in Virgo of last week, understand that it was energy that was leading up to the full moon in Virgo of last Friday. So all of last week, and the potential is that, for better or worse, depending on what side of the Virgo energy you're on, it's going to also unfold this week. But if you are on the other side of Virgo energy, where you are looking at your life, it's like taking stock, right? Taking stock of your life. It's like taking inventory, right? It's like cleaning our closet, Okay, here's my linen closet. It's kind of a mess. All right, do I need 50 pillowcases or can I do with 20? Right? Can I do with 20? Therefore, the other 30 I'm just going to take out. Hopefully, I'll donate, do whatever you want with it. And now I have more room. There's more spaciousness, right? Okay, I have, 20 bedspreads. Do I really need 20 bedspreads? Maybe you do. Okay, if you decide you need 20 bedspreads, all right, well, let me figure out a way to rearrange this so it's much more organized and it doesn't feel heavy. It doesn't look or feel messy in my space, in my closet space, okay? So this full moon in Virgo energy is kind of like looking at our lives as if we're looking at through our linen closet. Is it disorganized? Have I kind of like neglected certain parts of my life a little bit? Am I feeling in a little bit of disarray? Am I coming back to myself after being really, really busy for, the first half of March, and now I'm kind of coming back to myself and recreating some kind of routine? What do I need to do? Right? We're looking at things, we're looking at life almost from a place where if we need to organize what needs to go and what gets to stay, what do I really want to give my time, energy, and effort to? And from that space, simply looking at what is, doing something about it, and moving on with life. Okay? So I've posed you, hopefully in a very clear way, both sides of Virgo energy. And we have to be very mindful of that, because Virgo energy, like I said, it can take us on a spiral that is not conducive to anything really other than angst and worry and future tripping. But when we take advantage of Virgo energy and we are of service to ourselves first, how do I organize my life? How do I make my life easier so that I can function through it a lot better? Okay. Now, this is very simple. This is, and I'm keeping it simple because I want you to be able to apply these themes to any part of your life. This can also be in relationships, checking in with your significant other or your friendships or your family. Hey, we've been caught up in our stuff a lot. I haven't seen you in like 3 months. Okay, what do we do? Do we put something on calendar once a month that works best for us? Do we follow up with one another? If this is with your significant other or partner, what do we need to do? Do we need to put like a date night on calendar? Do we need to calendar sex? Because sometimes that is how we are intentional with life, okay? So, with all of that said, this is the energy that we're carrying onto this week. And this week is really important because this is the first week of Aries season and therefore of the March equinox. We are technically beginning a new astrological year. We're turning the page. We're carrying all of these lessons. We're grounded in the promises to ourselves. And we are letting our imagination and our connection to spirit soar, because Pisces energy is still incredibly relevant. But now Aries energy is coming in, lighting a fire under our butts and telling us, okay, it's time to act. It's time for you to walk your talk. All right. So we start off with Monday, March 21st. On the one hand, Mars is in Aquarius. Like I said, we're taking action. On the one hand, Aquarius represents the healthy non-attachment to things and people. Okay. So Mars is us acting towards something that we desire, taking intentional action towards something that we wish to see come to fruition, but letting go of the outcome and letting go how and when it's going to happen. Trusting that if we take action that is aligned with our heart, that makes us happy, that brings us joy, that is keeping promises to ourselves, that is us meeting the universe halfway. When it comes to relationships, Mars in Aquarius is saying, I want to do life with you. I want to make my dreams come true with you, but I respect your individuality. I respect your own process of individuation. I respect that your soul has its own journey on this planet, because mine does too. But Aquarius is the sign of friendship and community, and you can have that in one-on-one relationships, okay? Now, Mars creates a beautiful sextile to Chiron in Aries. Chiron in Aries, Chiron represents a karmic wound that is necessary for our soul to evolve. And Aries is the recognition of who am I? It's the principle of I am. It is the recognition that we are individuals, that we are individuated from the moment that we are born, but that we go through several phases of individuation as human adults. But from the very beginning, we are still individuals on our own path. And so Chiron, there's a bit of a pain in coming back to ourselves, especially as we've had to let go of a lot of old belief systems, right? You wouldn't think that there would be any pain in coming back to self and the recognition of our own authority and having the courage to stand for what we believe in, having the courage to do life in the way that we choose to. But the fact of the matter is that sometimes that does come with pain, especially if we are experiencing resistance from people around us, especially if we're experiencing criticism, especially if we have to let go of things, if we have to leave things behind that were very precious to us, things or people that were very precious to us, and we just realize we've either outgrown them or they feel that they can't get on track with where we are. So Mars, which rules Aries, but Aries is currently transiting Chiron. This connection, Aquarius and Aries are two signs that understand one another. And what really makes them understand one another is this essence of individuality and freedom. So where we are now, what we're taking action towards right now is having the courage to take action for that which feels liberating to us. We feel liberated enough to simply be ourselves. Okay. Now that Mars in Aquarius on Tuesday, March 22nd creates a square to Uranus and Taurus. This is a very different aspect. So off the bat, Mars squaring Taurus, what it can represent is just taking action with not much forethought, being extremely reactive and sensitive to the people around us, to the comments that they make, to everything that we're seeing on the news, and not being affected by it in an emotional way, but almost in an erratic and sometimes volatile way. But look, perhaps not the only way, but a huge part of the reason why we are reactive, volatile, and act without much forethought sometimes is because we are not grounded and aligned with who we are. This is why Pisces energy becomes so important, because Pisces energy is the energy that is really, really lingering all year long in the background and saying, don't forget about having a spiritual practice, a meditation practice. Don't forget about checking in with yourself throughout the day. See how you're doing, what you need. Do you need water? Are your shoulders up by your ears? Is your jaw clenched? Is your tongue touching the roof of your mouth, and for how long? Do you need to relax that jaw? Do you need to take a few intentional breaths to come back to yourself? These are mindful practices that allow us to come back to ourselves, that allow us to release a lot of tension within our body, that then create room and space for us to be able to receive the world and the people in it as they may come. Remember, we are creating space within us that is our linen closet. We're taking out old linen and we are leaving enough space to breathe. Okay. So on Tuesday, March 22nd, when Mars creates a square to Uranus and Taurus, those are some of the manifestations that can take place if we are not being mindful of where we stand, of what we want and why. If we're feeling overwhelmed, if we are taking on responsibilities that are not ours and we're feeling resentful, then these can definitely be manifestations that can take place, and not just on Tuesday. This is energy that has been active all week last week and definitely all week this week. On the flip side, Mars creating a square to Uranus, this is about taking action that is edgy action. So what does that mean? Let's say that you, you work for yourself and you're daring to embark on a new journey, embark on a new creative project, connect and collaborate with something or someone that feels really big. You're taking action on something that it's outside of your comfort zone, Uranus. But Uranus in Taurus reminds us, be grounded in your values, be grounded in who you are and your own sense of worth. And remember, these opportunities, these connections are not coming to you by accident. This is something that you're quote unquote running into because a part of you has been attracting it for a while. So Mars square to Uranus can be us coming out of our comfort zone and taking action in something that requires a little bit of courage from us. Okay. So because this is Mars in Aquarius, remember, this is about taking action with the help of community, hopefully, with the help of friends or with the help of a coach or with the help of a therapist, someone that is there, not only keeping you accountable, but also cheering you on. Okay, so this is really lovely energy, but the only way that we'll be able to take full advantage of it is if we remain grounded and present, check in with ourselves, make sure that we are good to go to receive, to have the bandwidth to manage this type of energy. I'll tell you something about March 22nd, that connection between, or that square between Mars and Uranus. On January 30th, the Sun in Aquarius squared Uranus and Taurus, okay? January 30th. So go back to that weekend and think about how that weekend unfolded for you. If you journal, this is a great time to go back to your journal, check your text messages, emails, check if you've posted something on social media. Just go, try to go back to that weekend and check what was going on with you at the time. That's going to give you some insight as to what came up, what you've been processing, and how you can better handle it now that Mars is doing what the Sun did back on January 30th, okay? Wednesday, March 23rd, we have Mercury in Pisces come together or conjunct Neptune in Pisces. On the one hand, lovely, lovely, lovely day for anything that has to do with a spiritual practice, meditation, yoga, sound bath, taking a long walk, ideally by water, if not in nature. Lovely day to speak to your therapist or your coach to really get to the bottom of things. This Pisces energy is heavy. So be mindful that this is where it gets tricky because with Mars being so active, especially with that connection to Uranus, we want to act and we want to do and we want to have it now, okay? You want to be patient because Mercury, the planet of communication, cognitive thought, teaching, writing, learning, all the things I mentioned earlier, is in Pisces. Pisces is very lovely creative energy. It's the energy that really asks us to delve into our imagination, to believe before we can see, to imagine the biggest, best possible scenario, to remember that nothing is out of the realm of possibility for us. And with Neptune, guys, that is amplified times 100, okay? This is really beautiful, dreamy, expansive energy, okay? Now, if we are not grounded, if we are not present, if we are not rooted on our value system, on our belief system, on the knowing of our innate worth, Mercury coming together with Neptune in Pisces can be very easily deceitful energy, okay? So if you are in dealings with someone else, with an institution, if you're going to collaborate, if you're whatever it is, if you're anything that requires signing a contract, especially, or making any kind of agreement, you want to make sure that you have something in writing. And look, I understand that sometimes you don't need a contract, you know, if you're collaborating with a friend, but send a text message. Send an email. Hey, just so that I don't forget, let me just send you an email or a text message so I can come back to this if we forget the details. Easy peasy. Okay. This is what I'm talking about. Because it's very, very, very easy for us to get into full Pisces energy and let certain things fall between the cracks. It happens. Okay. So to cover your bases in a very practical way, just try to put things in writing, write post-its for yourself. Like I said, write an email, write a text, or if it's something bigger and more serious, make sure that you have a contract. All the I's are dotted, T's are crossed, you know, and everyone involved is clear on what is expected. Okay. On Thursday, March 24th, Mercury again creates a trine to the North Node in a sextile. creates a trine to the South Node and a sextile to the North Node. Okay. A trine to the South Node in Scorpio, a sextile to the North Node in Taurus. So Mercury, when it creates connections to the nodes, because the nodes are karmic energy, because they have to do with the moon. And remember, the moon has a lot to do with what is unconscious to us, with parts of ourselves that we don't fully see of ourselves or acknowledge. And the nodes, especially when Mercury makes a connection to them, they have this karmic magical quality to kind of snap us out of something. But we have to still be mindful because we're adults, guys. And the universe provides us with lovely energy, but at the end of the day, it never intrudes with the lovely freedom that we have to make choices for ourselves, to have free will. So Mercury in Pisces connecting with the South Node in Scorpio. The South Node represents something that we're meant to release, something that we've outgrown, can represent, because Scorpio is a fixed sign that can sometimes tend to hold on things in a very fixed way. What narrative, what belief system are we holding on to? Because in some way it allows us to feel safe, but that we know we have outgrown. What conversation do we keep having with other people that it's like, oh my God, I cannot have this fight, this argument, this conversation again and again? Why do we keep holding on to this narrative, whatever this narrative is, whether it's internal or with someone else? And can we open up ourselves to the possibility that perhaps we're holding on to something that we know we have outgrown because we're afraid of moving into what we actually need to work on in the present moment? Okay, this is an important question to ask. It's something to ponder and really be honest about. This doesn't mean that this is what's happening to everyone, but if there's some of that happening, ask yourself how. And again, process and save space. Now, the sextile, Mercury and Pisces sextile to the North Node in Taurus, is saying you can let go of that stagnant energy, of that stagnant narrative and belief system. But remember, what you're aiming towards isn't necessarily something flighty or something that isn't real or intangible. This is, after all, Taurus energy. How do you come out of believing this, perhaps through therapy or coaching, and understand that what comes out of that is something so much more stable and more grounded? All energy that has to do with Taurus energy, okay? Now, how does this tie into Mars? Because remember, at the beginning I told you that Mars and Mercury, they have a lot to do with one another this week. So if we release an old narrative, an old belief system that is very fixed, which means that it probably won't happen overnight, but that's okay. If we become aware of it and we have the intention to release it in a very practical way, which is Taurus energy, the North Node, then when we clear that space in our linen closet, we have room for our actions to align with our thoughts. This is why this week is so important, because it is a great week to really observe ourselves and to really say, are my thoughts aligned or are my actions aligned with my thoughts, or vice versa, right? Because if they're not, then where is there a misalignment? Where is there an imbalance within me? And how do I hold myself in love and grace while I try to align my words with my actions with my words? While I genuinely want to walk my talk, sometimes we just get, you know, really busy with life, or we go down an anxiety spiral, whatever it is, wherever you are. The fact of the matter is that if you become aware of where you are, that's really what matters. Because once you have the awareness, you are able to choose freely how to connect both action and thought. Okay. Now, on Friday, March 25th, There's not much going on. The day is pretty mellow, but that doesn't mean that the energy from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is not active yet, or not active still. It definitely is. But there are no major aspects on Friday, March 25th. Now, Saturday, March 26th, Mercury in Pisces creates a sextile to Pluto in Capricorn. This is freaking lovely. I love this. I wish it was available the whole week. I mean, I guess it technically is in terms of degrees, but it perfects on Saturday. So take advantage of this energy the entire week. Mercury in Pisces, creativity, daring to dream as big as possible, holding space for the best possible outcome, for the best case scenario, and connecting it to powerful, grounded energy, which is Pluto in Capricorn. Pluto in Capricorn is energy of transformation, is energy of creating a base, a foundation for ourselves. That comes from the lessons that we've learned in the last 2 years, what we've had to release. And now we're standing at a much more genuine expression of who we are. And so from this space, how do we let our imaginations go wild to building the type of reality, the type of life that we wish to see in our lives? How do we connect with ourselves and others from a space of curiosity and kindness rather than from a space of judgment and condemning? Okay. So this is a great, great aspect that it lasts throughout the whole week, throughout the whole weekend. This is really good if you want to have some important heavy conversations with someone, because Mercury in Pisces and the connection to Pluto in Capricorn will ground a lot of the information. Mercury in Pisces by itself isn't usually great for having heavy conversations, because it can lend itself to a lack of clarity, a heavy lack of clarity. It's almost like you two are trying to have the same conversation, but you're having different conversations. But with this sextile, the connection to Pluto and Capricorn, earth energy, direct earth energy that is very concise, very clear, very no nonsense, right? This is about our words being kind enough, but direct enough to have a really great exchange with someone, that it can be very healing. And remember, this is water, Pisces, and earth, Capricorn energy. So remember what I've said about that energy before. When we have earth and water, we have room, we have fertile ground for something else to grow on. And this is especially true as we have the first week of the equinox, the first week of Aries energy. What we're trying to do by being mindful of our thoughts and our actions is that we're also trying to clear out any energy that genuinely no longer serves us. We're trying to enter this energy as clearly and as intentional as possible. And a lot of the lack of clarity that comes is from our belief systems. So when if we recognize that our thoughts are not aligned with our actions and vice versa, then we can do something about it. Okay. Now, on Sunday, March 27th, Mercury enters the sign of Aries. So this is very different from a Mercury in Pisces. Pisces energy is of grace, is of compassion. It can be a disassociation as well, to where we pretend that if something is wrong, something is happening, life is falling apart, a relationship is falling apart, we just disconnect to the point where it's like, I don't want to deal with it because it's too hard. So be mindful of that as well. But on Sunday, March 27th, Mercury, the planet of communication, thought process, teaching, writing, learning, all of the things, belief systems, enters the sign of Aries. We go from just imagining, from just, you know, creating these elaborate dreams, hopefully they're as elaborate as possible for you, to wanting to take action towards those dreams, to what do I need to do? What do I need to do now? Who do I need to connect with now? How do I go from just dreaming to acting? And that's great. That's great. But another thing that can happen with this energy is that, especially with a Mercury in Aries, this is true of Mercury in Aries always, there is no filter, there is no forethought before speaking. Be mindful of your words, that they are not harsh, especially as we're leading towards the new moon in Aries, which is going to be on March 31st. Yes, it's a few days away from that Sunday, the 27th, but still, we're building up. There's a building up to something. And so as we're getting ready for a lunar event, whether it's a new or a full moon, we tend to be very sensitive. We tend to not be embodied. We tend to be very disconnected from our bodies and our minds are going nuts. And so that's why we are reactive. Remember the energy that we started off the week with, Mars, the ruler of Aries, which Mercury is going to go into at the end of the week. Okay. So this is a great week, guys. This is a really great week to observe ourselves, to set intentions, to make sure that, again, our thoughts are aligning with our actions are aligning with our thoughts. And this doesn't have to be anything crazy, anything out of the ordinary. It's just simple, like I mentioned in the middle of the audio, simple mindfulness exercises to come back to yourself. If that's not enough, because sometimes it's just not, remember, you don't have to do this alone. There are communities, there are definitely mental health and wellness communities, there are coaches, there are therapists, there are things that you can dive into so that you can remain grounded and that you can really take advantage of this beautiful, beautiful equinox energy, which has a lot to do with what we're going to experience May, June, and July. Okay, so with that said, have an amazing week. I will talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.